the bash shell. Those are four different kinds of shells, and each of these shells has its own unique characteristics. It's like Debian Linux and Red Hat Linux and Mandrake Linux and all these other distributions. Now, I'll get into that in a minute. But anyway, each of these shells is different, and they have their own characteristics. Somebody didn't like something that one shell didn't have or did have, so they made a shell that had all the things they wanted, and that's what that's all about. Linux is developed in a language called C, which originally came from the Bell Telephone Laboratory as a language called B. That's right, letter B and letter C. So these things came out of that area. And then when we had Linux, of course, we have the general public license, or GPL, and new, just like the animal in the zoo, GNU, new public license, GPL, or the general public license, allows us to distribute all of the parts of Linux free of charge, but you have to have all of the parts of a given program. It's documentation, it's source code, and it's executable, what we call runnable or operatable programs. That's the name of that. Now, we have so far covered the shell. The shell basically is what we use to talk to Linux. The kernel is the very innards or the guts, the heart of Linux. That's what causes Linux to operate at the very basic level. We can put the kernel on a floppy disk. It depends on the version of the kernel, but certain kernels we can put on a floppy disk and they can run. But the kernel is the basic operating system, the very innards that allows Linux to do what it does. The shell is what we use to talk to Linux. That's what it's called, a command interpreter, command line interpreter. Command.com was the actual interpreter in DOS. Linux uses a kernel. Now, DOS had a kernel, but it was a small thing, and it wasn't very big. Windows has a thing called kernel 32. Linux has a kernel. For example, Debian, its kernel might be named 2.2.15. And when I say dot, that's a period. That's just the version of the kernel. And Red Hat has its own versions of kernels, and they have their names and on and on and on. But that's the actual thing, the actual beginning below the shell stuff that makes Linux do what it does. So anytime somebody tells you, oh, well, I just compiled a new kernel for my Linux box, the box is the computer. That's the slang. If I talk about a DOS box, that's the box, the computer. A Windows box is a computer. Okay? And in the case of Windows 98 and before, they still use DOS as the kernel, which also has a kernel. So it's got Windows, which has a kernel, and the kernel that operates DOS is the kernel within the DOS kernel within the Windows operating system. So now it's getting real weird on us. Now, distributions of Linux. Distributions of Linux. We have Red Hat. And some of us that run Debian will tease the Red Hat folks and say, oh, we've got, you're running Dead Rat. Of course, they help the Red Hat folks, and the Red Hat folks help the Debian folks, and it's kind of fun. And we've got all different kinds of distributions here tonight. We have Red Hat, Debian, Mandrake. We even have one with a girl's name called Susie, S-U-S-E. And it has its own distribution. It has its own things that those folks that run Susie like that we in Debian don't have. And on it goes. Slackware, that's another distribution, and they all have kernels. There's a special website called kernel.org, and it is dedicated to Linux kernels. By the way, the Kansas City Linux users website has, if you go over there, they have a section called Old Kernel Archives. We keep all of that stuff so that if you got somebody with a small computer and they have to use a small kernel, they can go over there and get that. So if you've got small equipment, small kernel, or maybe you got a computer that you've set over to the side, maybe it's an old Pentium 100, resurrect it, put Linux on it. You won't be sorry you did. And the Kansas City Linux Users Group website will have information on doing that. How do I compile a kernel? You know, you hear a lot about that. There's all kinds of information about that. And you'll hear things like make dep and make menu and make menu config, and it all gets complicated. What I would suggest you do is go to a friend's house and learn a little about shell programming and desktops on Linux before you ever start compiling a kernel. You may not like Linux. We do, but then we're different. We're weird. We're eccentric. We all like Linux, and we want as many people to get this free operating system as they can. And if you've got an old computer, then, have somebody set the BIOS up so the CD drive will boot after the floppy. Find a Nopix disk at one of the Nopix websites and burn it and put him in there and see if it'll run the Linux. And then you can do an install. I've even done installs across the internet. The Debian website, you can go over to debian.org, and there are some base, what are called base files. And that's just another word for a basic startup file. There are two. And that's something I ought to bring those names for those people that want to do that. And you get those files, and it'll actually go out there and get all the rest of the stuff and do a Linux install. And they get better and better each year with this stuff, and it's real cool. And you should have a mentor with you when you do this, so that if the system does have trouble and there's what is called a panic, then you will be able to, he'll be able to help you get out of it. Great stuff. You guys will enjoy Linux. Those of you that are hackers and crackers and all of that, people that enjoy playing with the software, you will enjoy Linux because there are so many things you can do, and it's all free. There's a programmer's area. A lot of people write utilities for Linux. There are ham radio operators, of whom I am one, who write things for Linux. I haven't written anything for Linux yet. I've written one program. It's a telescope focal length program called Optics. Now, I ought to send that up to the site. It's just a little C program. And Mike and some fellows are playing a game here, I think. But that's basically Linux. Linux is an operating system, and it's free of charge. You can download it from several sites. Debian.org, redhat.com. That's right, Red Hat, all one word, redhat.com. Debian, D-E-B-I-A-N. And Susie, I don't remember where that is. You can go to slackware.org for that site. And get their sites. Also, there are several places that can give you all kind of Linux documentation project is another spot where you can get all kinds of information about Linux. And TLDP.org, TLDP, the Linux Documentation Project.org. That's where you can get all kinds of documentation about Linux, including things for Emacs, which is a major editor, VI. If you go to places like Barnes & Noble's or Borders, you can get books on Linux using the VI editor, I think is one. It's actually in print. They can teach you how to use that editor. There's also information about Linux. Red Hat Secrets by Nakarabi is also available in print. Running Linux is another book that's in print. There are reviews of several books on the kclug.org website. Let me give you the site again. The site for Linux for the Kansas City group is kclug.org, and the port is kclug.org:8000/live.m3u. Be careful. That you need that .m3u there, and you need the colon after the org, or else the system won't start to play. And you do need MP3 player to do it. Windows Media Player, it does not play MP3s anymore, so you'll need something like Winamp or Freeamp to do it, any MP3 player. There's all kinds of things up there on the site. Ed's Tips, a gentleman that talked to us about regular expressions. Ed Allen gave us a lot of stuff for about an hour this evening. It was just absolutely wonderful. And he'll be back again in a month with another exciting program. And it'll be wonderful. So you'll certainly want to download this meeting and burn it to an MP3, because it is a fabulous time that Ed and I have together. And just trying to think. Oh, by the way, there are, for those of you that are web surfers, we do have web utilities on Linux. There's a thing called Lynx, which we use at the command line. Oh, that's something I'll explain in a minute. The Lynx site. Yes. Okay, we've got a few more minutes. How much time we got, Mike? Let's see. We have
basically none.
All right, we have about 4 minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and cut us off. We'll describe the other stuff about Linux later on when we do another beginners forum. Thank you for joining us. For Mike Morgan, my engineer, and for all of our guests, Ed Allen, and those that discussed NotPix with me, Kirk and others, thank you all. I'm Craig Martin, and you've been listening to the Kansas City Linux Users Group first biweekly meeting. Thank you.
Is it a wrap?
Okay.